Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We're with Mike Spain. He's back with us, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Welcome back, Mike.
Why, thank you, David.
Well, let's start with not a good story. It has to do with GlobalFoundries and hundreds of workers at its Fab 8 computer chip factory being laid off.
GlobalFoundries, the computer chip manufacturer in southern Saratoga County, is going to be laying off hundreds of its workers. This is according to a story by our Larry Rulison today. It's part of a dramatic shift in strategy away from cutting-edge chips and the research needed to perfect them, according to the story. The company says it is freezing its program to make next-generation computer chips using 7-nanometer architecture. That's an expensive undertaking that has required millions of dollars in capital investments by the company's Abu Dhabi backers over the past 2 years. Now, going forward, Fab 8 will focus exclusively on its current 14-nanometer chip-making process, a move the company says is more in line with the customer's needs. It's not in line with the rest of the semiconductor industry, which has been pushing towards the 7-nanometer chips, with some of them achieving commercial production this year, so there's a lot of competition. Fab 8 employs roughly 3,400 people and has an annual payroll in the capital region of $345 million. The average worker makes between $80,000 and $90,000 a year. The company has to recruit employees from all over the world due to the technical nature of the work. Now, the company officials aren't saying exactly how many people will be laid off, but they have to make a public disclosure under a state law called the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Law, also known as WARN. And you have to do that if it's at least 250 people or a layoff amounting to a third of the company's workforce. The Fab 8 layoffs come during a difficult time for another local manufacturer, General Electric Company, which announced earlier this month it was cutting 225 jobs at the company's steam turbine plant in Schenectady. And that followed a previous round of 130 layoffs in January.
Now to a story that involves the police chief of Saratoga Springs and some accusations he misled the public.
It follows a report in the Times Union over the weekend that the Saratoga Springs police chief had misled the public about an internal investigation back in 2013 into a police encounter that led to the death of a 21-year-old black man. The city's current commissioner of public safety is now saying he sticks by his conviction that the city does not need a civilian review board to deal with the alleged police misconduct. Commissioner Peter Martin, who is one of the city's elected council members, says, first of all, I'm a civilian. And he added that he oversees the police department and the chief of police. Martin went on to say that a civilian review board would create another layer of bureaucracy and then create more negatives than positive, and that's just not needed. The comments came the day after the Times Union reported that Police Chief Gregory Veach admitted in a sworn deposition that the police department never did an internal investigation into the 2013 death of Daryl Mount Jr. That testimony, which was part of an ongoing civil lawsuit brought by Mount's mother, contrasts with what Veach said at the time. They had told the public that there was an internal investigation conducted, and it found that no police misconduct had taken place. Mount fell into a coma after sustaining injuries in the early hours of August 31, 2013, after police said they saw him slam his girlfriend's head into a wall. They pursued Mount on foot and then found him unresponsive near the bottom of a scaffolding in an alleyway. He died in May of 2014 from what a forensic pathologist hired by Mount's family described as trauma sustained by a direct assault and not from a fall. The civil case is continuing in Saratoga County Supreme Court.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. He joins us on Tuesdays. For more, head to timesunion.com, and there's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Mike, thanks.
Thank you, David.